Level 5.0. Story 9. Giant Squid. Track 1. Keywords. Read along quietly while I read the keywords and their definitions. Battles. Struggles or fights. Sperm whale. One kind of huge whale. Escape. To get away. Squirt. To let out fluid. Stop the CD. Use the title, picture, and keywords to help you write a prediction. Giant Squid. Track 2. Read along quietly while I read. If ever an animal could be called a deep sea monster, it is the giant squid. The longest one ever found was discovered around New Zealand in 1881 and measured 57.5 feet long, about the length of a boxcar. And these 10-armed creatures can weigh up to 2,000 pounds. Now, that's enough animal to fill up a small backyard. Adding to the mystery is the fact that these animals live deep down in the sea. They like water 600 to 1,200 feet deep, which is about as far down as 4 football fields placed end to end. At that depth in the ocean, even larger squids may live. The squid is the favorite meal of the sperm whale, which makes for some wild sea battles. The whale is usually, but not always, the winner. Squids can swim quickly in any direction. To escape from the sperm whale, they usually swim backwards and squirt ink as a screen. It seems that people have always been frightened by giant squids. They would make up stories in which the giant squids were even bigger than they already are. One squid-shaped sea monster was called Kraken. It was said to have a body 1.5 miles wide and giant arms that could drag ships down to the bottom of the sea. Giant Squid, Track 3. Read along for a second time. If ever an animal could be called a deep sea monster, it is the giant squid. The longest one ever found was discovered around New Zealand in 1881 and measured 57.5 feet long, about the length of a boxcar. And these 10-armed creatures can weigh up to 2,000 pounds. Now, that's enough animal to fill up a small backyard. Adding to the mystery is the fact that these animals live deep down in the sea. They like water 600 to 1,200 feet deep, which is about as far down as 4 football fields placed end to end. At that depth in the ocean, even larger squids may live. The squid is the favorite meal of the sperm whale, which makes for some wild sea battles. The whale is usually, but not always, the winner. Squids can swim quickly in any direction. To escape from the sperm whale, they usually swim backwards and squirt ink as a screen. It seems that people have always been frightened by giant squids. They would make up stories in which the giant squids were even bigger than they already are. One squid-shaped sea monster was called Kraken. It was said to have a body 1.5 miles wide and giant arms that could drag ships down to the bottom of the sea. giant squid. Track 4. Read along for a third time. If ever an animal could be called a deep sea monster, it is the giant squid. The longest one ever found was discovered around New Zealand in 1881 and measured 57.5 feet long, about the length of a boxcar. And these 10-armed creatures can weigh up to 2,000 pounds. Now, that's enough animal to fill up a small backyard. Adding to the mystery is the fact that these animals live deep down in the sea. They like water 600 to 1,200 feet deep, which is about as far down as 4 football fields placed end to end. At that depth in the ocean, even larger squids may live. The squid is the favorite meal of the sperm whale, which makes for some wild sea battles. The whale is usually, but not always, the winner. Squids can swim quickly in any direction. To escape from the sperm whale, they usually swim backwards and squirt ink as a screen. It seems that people have always been frightened by giant squids. They would make up stories in which the giant squids were even bigger than they already are. One squid-shaped sea monster was called Kraken. It was said to have a body 1.5 miles wide and giant arms that could drag ships down to the bottom of the sea. Stop the CD. Now practice reading the story.